So in January, you and I had a conversation about the revenue surplus that we had for 2019, which was, what, $1.3 million?
The preliminary numbers are, and it's included in the tonight's financial report for December, is that the general fund generated a $1.3 million surplus for last year. That was not anticipated.
Right. And you and I were talking about what should we do with that money to make best use of it, and our conversation revolved around what?
Well, at that time, we were talking about a contribution to this particular plan, a contribution, potential contribution to the employee continued, the OPEB, the other post-employment benefits for health care, because that plan is underfunded, as well as potential capital projects. But the $1.3 million was sort of monies that was added to the city that we did not anticipate, and those two items, the pension plan and the other post-employment benefit plan, are obligations of the city that we will have to make at some point in time. So it is a good use of these funds.
And so this fund shortfall, do you consider that a budget, I'm trying to remember what the political term was. I thought it was a budget loss, I think was the political term that's being used these days. Is this a loss in the budget that we didn't anticipate, or is this an investment shortfall?
The city has made a promise to employees to cover their retirement costs for the rest of their life after they stop their employment with the city. That is an obligation of the city, and it is assumed that the assets that are placed in the plan will have certain returns over time. If there are shortfalls in those returns, the city has said it will stand behind those promises for payments, and so you'll have to make those contributions. Likewise, if the investments return a better return, then the contributions to the plan will be reduced in the future because there will be excess assets. So this is a real demand on the taxpayers, and while the assets have declined currently, I don't believe they'll be there long term, but while they're declined currently, it is a real demand on the city.
So the net is we're going to take this $750,000 from various funds that really came from excess funds last year.
Yes.
And we're going to invest it, and then when the market turns around, which we all believe it will, this will actually become a benefit to the employee fund.
One would argue that these particular funds, because of the depressed market, will get better than normal returns, and it would reduce future contributions. But that is not a guarantee.
Set of financial.
I'd like to make a motion to adopt and to direct.
To direct? You want to do both
to
motions?
To adopt and to direct, both motions.
Is there a second for both?
I'll second both of them.
Any other discussion? All those in favor? We need
a budget amendment. Four.
We need a roll call vote and Ooh. Four affirmatives.
Four.
All right. Alderman Dandridge.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Why am I getting hung up on you?
I know, Matt, right there.
Motion carries 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Thank you very much. G11 is direct staff to apply for FEMA grant.
So moved.
Mr. Mayor, just by way of information for the Common Council, through March 31st, the city has currently made $6,300 in labor costs associated with the health crisis, has expended over $24,000 worth of general fund operating costs that were never anticipated that related to this, and has purchase orders outstanding for nearly $20,000 worth of specialized equipment to deal with the emergency, totaling a little better than $50,000 after the first 3 weeks of this health crisis.
Thank you. That report should be standard for council meetings for the foreseeable future. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G12 is conditionally approving Oaks subdivision plat.
So Alderman moved. Second.
Yeah, I'll move to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G13 is a two-lot certified thanks for coming, guys. Stay safe. Moved in second for Andy's Gas Station. Did you get him?
Question.
Alderman Wilhelm.
I noticed that staff is recommending denial. It sounds like they have some pretty valid reasons. I'm not objecting to the project, but wouldn't it be better to maybe table that and take care of those questions that staff has? I'd like to show staff that we are supporting them, and they did give a very good write-up about the reasons for denial. I would suggest maybe if we table it, we could just take care of those issues.
Mr. Martinez.
In the staff report to the Plan Commission, staff was recommending denial, but the Plan Commission added two additional conditions to the resolution. So, and staff is recommending approval of the two additional conditions by the Plan Commission, that the applicant will need to submit a site plan depicting the approved telecommunication tower, and the applicant will need to provide information regarding the setbacks from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
So I guess what you're saying doesn't really say that as clearly as you just stated it. So with that, I am fine. As long as you're satisfied and you feel that you can meet that, add those requirements in later, I'm fine with that.
Alderman Tiff.
My motion stands.
Okay.
Moved. Who seconded it?
I
did. Dandrea. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We're missing you, Mike and Dan.
Could I hear the motion again?
Approve.
Approve.
To approve. Aye.
Dan?
Yeah, aye.
Motion carries. G14 on page 251, an ordinance to amend the annual budgets to approve 2020 budget to provide initial $55,000 of appropriations to address the COVID-19 health emergency.
So move.
To approve. Second.
You guys argue amongst yourselves. Jesse, you'll pick out who gives a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
I'm sorry,
aye.
Roll call. Hold on. Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. Six ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. G15 on page 253, an ordinance to amend the budgets to allow for additional resource and expenditures for street trees, $31,125.
So move.
Second.
Question.
Alderman Wilhelm.
On the ordinance on the bottom of the page, it talks about grant revenues, developer grants, and highway streets. So what is the developer grant category?
Mr. Rosenberg.
In the developer agreements that the city has with various developers, the developer agrees to place street trees in their development upon completion. Most oftentimes, the developer will provide the city either a cash guarantee that that'll take place or a letter of credit that will take place. But in either case, they choose not to place the trees themselves, but rather have the city do that work for them. So these are monies that the developer places on deposit with the city to purchase the trees and plant the trees in their behalf to complete their obligations. And we're just using those funds as a grant from the developer to the city to pay for it.
So the clarification I wanted was that is not funds that were supposed to be mitigation that became street trees. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Thank you.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm. Alderman
Aye.
Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Item G16, share the cost and purchase for Hawk traffic light system with the school district for 51st and Preserve.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Yeah, I'm glad the school district's stepping up.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G17, sidewalk consideration for West Loomis Road and St. Martin's. One question, who pays for the sidewalk if it goes in?
That would be the city expense in the future.
Are we committing to this?
I don't have a cost yet. They are working on just at least a budget. I hope to get that in the next couple weeks, but they're proceeding with the design. It would be, unless we can come up with a good reason, I can't. As of yet, it would be 100% us, cost of us.
Is this a commitment, though?
They're going to come to us very quickly and with an MOU. So do you want them to prepare an MOU? So to answer your question, no, not a commitment to right now, but give them a few months and they're going to work that direction.
Second.
Which option? I was going to make a motion for A.
What option is your motion, Alderman Mayor?
I believe it's...
Actually, I just misplaced that item here.
Page 261.
We are given the option, maybe I'll further elaborate. We're given the options of one or both sides. I believe that there's a significant environmental issues on the west side. So the east side would be my suggestion for cost considerations.
City engineers recommending east side, Alderman Mayor.
Yes, I agree with that.
What option?
Glenn's suggestion, yes.
Okay, A, east side.
A, east side.
A, east side.
And extend to Rawson Avenue.
A, I will second for option A, east side.
To Rawson Avenue.
To Rawson, West Rawson Avenue, County Highway BB.
Is that your motion, Alderman Mayor?
Yes, yes.
Okay, Alderman Dandrea.
Just want to make sure. We're going to go back to the Wisconsin DOT. They're going to come up with an MOU, and then it's going to come back to us.
Correct.
For final approval. Okay.
So you will have an SMA and an MOU. So one will deal with actually paying for the sidewalk, and the MOU would be for maintaining the sidewalk.
Yeah, because we got to figure out where we're going to get the money. Okay.
Big bucks. All those in favor of the motion to get the documents?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. G18 is a change order for force majeure.
So move, option A.
I'll second.
Discussion?
I have
Alderman
Wilhelm. At the last meeting when this was discussed, I had asked if we knew what the status of MMSD's interceptor down 27th was, what their date was. I didn't get an answer. Do we now know that date?
MMSD has set up a meeting to discuss this. It is currently not in their plan, so once it is approved, they would put this in their plan, and that's part of the discussion with MMSD. I believe it's at the end part of next month.
Well, I noticed online that Oak Creek has joined with Raymond, and they've made a request to MMSD to put the interceptor in, and we're about to spend $2 million?
Judy Miller.
So we do have to, like I said, the
has left.
MMSD has set up a conference call to discuss Oak Creek, Raymond's, Caledonia's, and City of Franklin's request, but it is not in their program yet.
Well, I guess what I'm seeing here is a delay by the construction people. So if they're saying they're going to delay it, we don't know how long it'll be delayed, but basically we're putting in a temporary boosting station for over $1 million.
It has always been discussed as a temporary station.
I'm sure you're all going to vote in favor of that, but I would suggest that the resolution in the packet state what actually happened. The first whereas, where it says the Franklin Corporate Park Wastewater Pumping Station project, insert it was contingent upon getting those land acquisitions, because in the next paragraph you talk about the land acquisitions, but you don't tie those two together. So I would ask that the word contingent be inserted into that. And then also the second one, whereas, where it talks about You were not able to finalize the acquisitions needed until March. Please insert the council meeting date of March so that can be referenced in the future for people who would like to look that up.
That
The economics have changed, and I'm sure that these should be well recorded and documented.
I don't believe the property acquisition was dependent on a council meeting. It was I'd have to look, and I believe it was in January when the motion was made, and it just took a couple months to
make her the motion. Make her the motions, keeping it the way it is.
Do we have a second?
I'm the second. I'll keep it as well.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
No.
Roll call. I'll take a roll call. Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
No.
Alderman Wilhelm.
No.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Four ayes, two noes. Motion carries. G19 is the February 2020 monthly financial report. Any questions for the finance officer? Is there a motion?
Receive and place on file.
Is there a second? Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G20. Dandrea. December 2019 financial report, G20. Any questions for the finance officer? Is there a motion to receive and place on file?
Wait.
So moved.
I'll let the motion go, and then I'll ask a question.
Is there a second?
Second.
Alderman Dandrea.
Mr. Rosenberg, are there any blatant concerns in the this is 19.
Yeah, December 19. Oh, yeah, exactly.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. No licenses today?
Nope.
You can't even go out with a place. Vouchers.
Come on.
Vouchers are...
No juju fruits either and stuff like that, Barber.
Sir,
I want more work.
Is there a motion approving city vouchers and ending date April 2nd, 2020 in the amount of $6,336,589.51 and payroll dated March 27, 2020, the amount of $387,670.98 and payments of the various payroll deductions in the amount of $420,357.77 plus city matching payments and estimated payroll dated April 10th, 2020 in the amount of $417,000 and payments of the various payroll deductions in the amount of $230,000 plus city matching payments.
So moved.
Second.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries, 6 ayes, no noes, no absence, no abstentions. It's been a pleasure serving with you sometime.
Motion to adjourn. Taylor.
I can't finish saying.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
It's been a pleasure serving with you sometime, Alderman Taylor.
Thank you, Your Honor.
I wish you well in the future.
Thank you, sir.
Good luck to you.
Thank you. Good luck to you. I'll be back.
Good luck to you, Alderman Taylor.
Is there anyone else?
Second by Alderman Wilhelm.
Yeah. All those. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Aye.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Wow. We're adjourned.